们站立啊，低头来祷告。
Please remain standing and pray together.
啊，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主啊，你是我们在天上的父。
Dear Lord, you are our Father in heaven.
啊，我们都是你所造、你所养的孩子。
We are created by you, and we are your child.
但是我们又好像浪子远离了你。
But we are like the prodigal son who are far away from you.
失去你起初应许我们很多丰盛的恩典。
We have lost the blessings that you have originally prepared for us.
使我们生活在空虚当中。
So we live in vanity.
常常被很多的问题所缠绕。
Because of this emptiness, we often are troubled by a lot of things in this world.
活在世界上劳苦又愁烦。
We live in this world with a lot of trouble and sorrows.
主啊，你亲自来到人世间来寻找我们。
But you have come into this world to seek out for us.
你要带我们回到你的身旁。
You want to bring us back to you.
来得到你儿子尊贵的身份。
So that we can regain our sonship.
来蒙你祝福。
So that we can be blessed by you again.
让我们人生有力量，有盼望。
That we will have hope and strength in this life.
活着有意义，有目标。
That we can live a life of purpose and meaning.
求主耶稣，你带领我们晚上的聚会。
Please guide our service tonight.
你的话亲自感动我们。
May your word touch our hearts.
让我们能够认识你。
So we can get to know you.
迎接你做我们的救主。
To accept you as our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿你的恩典丰丰满满，充满在每个人身上。
May your grace come upon us abundantly.
愿你的荣耀能够显明。
May your glory be manifested.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
我们要请Irvin唱诗班来献诗。
Now we're going to ask the youth praise team to come and present.
欢迎诸位朋友跟我们一起来聚会。
We welcome everyone who are here to join us tonight.
今天晚上跟一起来学习又宝贵又极大的应许。
Tonight I would like to share with you the topic exceedingly great and precious promises.
我们现在来看彼得后书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
第三节第四节。
Verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
彼得后书
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Peter. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lusts.
这个地方说神将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Here it says that God has given us the great and precious promises.
这个宝贵就是钱买不到的。
Precious means it's something that cannot be bought with money.
如果钱买得到的，这不算宝贵啊。
If you can buy it with money, then it is not considered precious.
因为你有钱就有它。
Because you're able to obtain it with money.
那又极大这个大就是他给我们的好处，世界上没有办法比的。
when it describes great promise, great means it is something that cannot be compared to what is given in this world.
所以我们来信主耶稣，最重要的，就是要得到钱买不到的，他带给我们的好处是世界上没有办法比较的。
So when we come to Jesus, we are here to receive something that money cannot buy and something that's so great that the world cannot give.
那如果我们认识了他，我们又体验到他，我们一生就不会离开主耶稣。
If we get to know Jesus Christ and we experience him, then in this lifetime we will never leave him.
那到底这是什么？
And what is that?
所以下面他说，叫我们脱离从情欲来的败坏，就跟神的性情有份。
In the latter part of verse 4, it says that we may be partakers of the divine nature of God when we escape the corruption that is in this world through lust.
这一段圣经告诉我们，人类最大的危机是什么？
This passage tells us the greatest crisis we have in this world.
这里说会叫人败坏的情欲，
which is the corruption that is in the world through lust.
如果我们看英文 corrupt 这个字是很厉害的。
The word corrupt is very serious.
绝对的权力，绝对的腐化。
And there is absolute corruption and absolute power.
世界上有很多事情会败坏人。
There are a lot of things in this world that would corrupt us.
看起来是好的，但是我们得到它，到最后却是不好的。
When it's something that seems to be good, but after we obtain it, it corrupts us.
那在这里提到我们人最大的危机是什么？
So here it tells us what is our greatest crisis.
就是人的罪还有罪性。
Which is our sin caused by sinful nature.
那这个罪会让人的心败坏。
Sin would cause our heart to corrupt.
我们今天的生活跟神创造人的生活是不一样的。
Today, our lives are very different from that God has originally created us for.
在创世纪里面说，神起初造人是用他的形象造的。
In the book of Genesis, it tells us that when God created mankind, he created us in his own image.
神看是好的。
He saw that it was good.
如果神看是好的，就是好的。
If God saw that it was good, then it is indeed good.
那第二个，神赐福给他们。
Secondly, God blessed us.
我说活在神很丰盛的恩典里。
So, he blessed the first human so that they lived in abundant blessings.
那人跟神活在一起非常的融洽。
Humans live very harmoniously together with God.
看神的荣耀，听神在讲话。
They were able to behold the glory of God and they were talking to God every day.
活在神的同在，神的恩典里面。
They had the abidance of God and they live in the blessings of God.
那是一个完美的生活。
That was a perfect life.
那今天我们的生活差太远了。
Today, our lives are so far from that.
虽然物质一直在进步。
Even though physically we are getting more and more.
但是我们大家都知道我们的一生有很多的问题。
But we know that our lives are full of problems nowadays.
那这个问题根本从哪里来？
So what is the origin and cause of this problem?
第一个问题就是人离开了神。
First of all, humankind had departed from God.
那人离开了神，罪就进到世界。
Once we depart from God, sin enters into this world.
人离开了神，罪性就控制我们。
Once we depart from God, our sinful nature will come and control us.
这个就是人最大的问题。
That is our greatest problem.
所以信仰最宝贵的就是要解决罪还有罪性。
So the most precious thing of our faith is to take care of our sin and also our sinful nature.
那这个要怎么去解决？
How do we take care of it?
我们大家知道我们很难改变我们自己。
We know that we cannot change ourselves easily.
我们要行善。
We want to do good.
我可以立志。
We can set our determination to do it.
但是我行不出来。
But we are unable to do it.
我想要改变自己。
We want to change ourselves.
我可以立志。
We can set determination to do it.
但是我改变不了。
But we can't change ourselves.
这个是人最大的问题。
That is our greatest problem.
那接下去就给我们一个希望。
Next, in the verse, it gives us this hope.
说我们可以脱离这个罪性，还有脱离罪性的败坏。
Here it tells us that we can escape and depart from our sinful nature and the corruption.
其实罪是一种权势。
We know that sin is a power.
这个权势会控制人。
This power can control us.
我们在美国很多很自由。
In America, we have a lot of freedom.
啊，看起来你也可以喝酒，你也可以抽烟，你也可以赌博，你也可以跳舞，什么都可以。
It seems like you could do everything, including drinking, smoking, and gambling, and so forth.
哦，但是罪就借着这一些控制了我们。
But sin came into us to control us through these things.
我们被它控制了，我们的一生方向就开始走偏了。
Once we're being controlled, then the direction of our life has been deterred.
就发生很多的问题。
Then we face a lot of problems after that.
所以主耶稣来世界上就是要帮助我们脱离罪跟罪性。
And that is the reason why Jesus Christ came into this world is to take care and get rid of our sin and sinful nature.
那要怎么来做呢？
So how do we do that?
下面说得与神的性情有份。
This verse tells us that we can partake in the divine nature of God.
神有神性。
God has his own nature.
人有人性。
We have our own nature.
动物有动物的性。
And animals have their own nature.
如果一个小孩子很可爱，哇，你的小孩子长得很像我家的这个小狗，那是一种侮辱。
And if your son is very cute and you compare it with your dog, as cute as your dog, then that is not very good.
那如果这个小孩子很可爱，你跟他讲，哇，看起来像天使，这是一个很大的赞美。
But if you say, oh, your son is so cute, he looks just like an angel, then that is a praise.
所以从很简单的对话我们就知道人跟狗是不一样的。
So in this simple conversation, we could tell that men and animals are different.
神跟人是不一样的。
And God is also different from human.
所以跟神的性情有份就是把人性从罪性里面提升到有神性。
So if we can partake or take part in the divine nature of God, that means that we depart from our own human sinful nature and become like God.
这个是对人的问题根本的解决。
That is the fundamental solution to our problems on earth.
我们看主耶稣怎么讲。
What did Jesus Christ say about this?
我们看马太福音。
Let us turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音。
Matthew.
第七章
Chapter 7
十八节
Verse 18 A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit.
这个说好树不能结坏果，坏树也不能结好果。所以好树结好果，坏树结坏果。
So this verse tells us that a good tree will bear good fruit and a bad tree will bear bad fruits.
然后二十节。
Verse 20.
凭着果子就可以认出他们来。
Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them.
凭着人的生活就可以认出这个人的本性。
By the way a person lived their life, you could tell their nature.
所以我们仔细来反省我们自己，其实我们有很多不完美的地方。
If we examine ourselves, we could tell that there are a lot of imperfection in our lives.
因为我们里面的这个心呢是不完全的。
Because our heart is not perfect.
那如果我们这个心呢越来越好
，If our heart is becoming more and more perfect,
就变成好树
，Then we become this good tree.
那我们看得见这个生活就会结果子
，And the life that we could see with our eyes will start to bear fruit.
你就是看得见、摸得到，而且你可以去享受。
It's something that you could see and you could touch and you could enjoy.
所以在教会里面呢，因为来信耶稣而个性改变、生命改变、生活改变，非常的多。
There are a lot of members in this church after believing in Jesus Christ have a change in their nature.
那因为个性改变、生命改变，所以家庭关系就变了，夫妻关系也变了。
Because their nature has changed, therefore their relationship with their spouse and family have changed too.
这个家庭本来乱糟糟的，信了耶稣以后变成很和睦。
Originally, the family is a mess, but after believing in Jesus Christ, they were harmonious.
夫妻本来是都没有办法相合的，但是现在信了耶稣变成非常的恩爱。
Originally, the spouses were unable to treat each other nicely, but after believing in Jesus Christ, they were able to do that.
两代之间好像都有没有办法跨过的沟，代沟。
Sometimes two generations have this gap that cannot be crossed over.
那信了耶稣以后，两代之间变成非常和睦。
But after they believe in Jesus Christ, they were able to deal with each other harmoniously.
那这种很实际在生活感到我们信耶稣的好处非常的多见证。
And there are a lot of testimonies where we're able to taste the goodness after believing in Jesus Christ.
这都是因为我们开始认识耶稣，亲近他以后，我们跟他的性情有份。
That is because after we get to know Jesus Christ more and more, we partake in his divine nature.
那这个神的性情啊，最清楚的表现就是在主耶稣的身上。
God's divine nature is manifested in Jesus Christ.
好，我们先来看哥罗西书。
Let us turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
这个地方哈，告诉我们神本性一切的丰盛都住在主耶稣里面。
So this verse tells us that in Christ Jesus dwells all the fullness of God.
如果我们要认识神，因为神看不见的，神是一个灵嘛。
Because God is a spirit, we cannot see him.
到底神是怎么一回事？
So if we want to know him and find out who he is,
那圣经跟我讲，那个神的本性就是完全显露在主耶稣的身上。
The Bible tells us that God's divine nature is fully manifested in Jesus Christ.
所以你看耶稣，你就知道什么叫做神。
So if you look at Jesus Christ, then you will know who God is.
神的奥秘就是在耶稣里面。
The mystery of God is in Jesus Christ.
那接下去就对我们的应许。
Next, it tells us that there's this promise.
第十节。
Verse 10. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power.
说你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
Here it tells us that we can receive his abundance in him.
就是在主耶稣里面，我们也逐渐有神的本性，那渐渐会变成有主耶稣的样式。
That means we can take part in his divine nature as we get to know him, and we will slowly have his image.
那这个不是钱买得到的。
That is not something you could buy with money.
所以这个叫做很宝贵。
Therefore, this is very precious.
那这不是带给我们的好处，世界上你找不到的，这个叫做非常大的应许。
And the benefits that we can receive from this is something the world cannot give, and that is why this is a great promise.
好，那我们现在从圣经来看几个例子，怎么跟神的性情有份。
So let's look at a few examples from the Bible to see what it means to take part in the divine nature of God.
路加福音十二章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音的十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13. Then one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me."
这里有一个人请主耶稣来替他分家产。
There was a man from the crowd that asked Jesus Christ to help him divide the inheritance.
父母留下很多财产这是福气了。
His parents left behind a great inheritance, which was a blessing.
但是这也是危机啊。
But that was also a crisis in his family.
因为有时候如果分得不好兄弟变仇人。
Because if they're unable to divide peacefully, then they become enemies.
那当然，主耶稣来世界不是替人分财产啊。
But Jesus Christ did not come into this world to divide inheritance for people.
但是他可以看得出来，这个分财产的困难最重要是什么。
But Jesus Christ was able to see what is the root of the problem.
15节。Verse
15, and he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses."
主耶稣说要免去一切的贪心。
So Jesus Christ is trying to get rid of all covetousness.
如果人没有贪心了，分财产就很好分了。
If people are not greedy, then it is very easy to divide the inheritance.
所以可见我们人类这个罪性深深的贪心的这个罪性是。深深地埋在人的心里面。
So we could see clearly that greediness or covetousness is a sinful nature that is buried deeply into human heart.
那这个贪心呢，有几个原因。
And there's a few reasons why we are greedy or covetous.
一个就是因为人常常觉得钱财代表人的价值。
One of which is because human beings think that possessions can determine our value.
但是主耶稣的答案是人的生命不再加到丰富。
But Jesus Christ's answer here was that one's life value does not depend on how much you have.
这个不代表人的价值。
Because it does not represent your value.
那第二个, 人会贪心, 常常是因为我拥有越多, 我有更大的安全感。
Secondly, people are greedy because they feel secure when they have more.
那22节开始, 主耶稣就在提到, 你看飞鸟, 你看百合花。
And
22节。
In verse 22, Jesus Christ said that, look at the birds in the air and the flowers.
天上的天父养活他。
The Father in heaven take care of them.
所以神会看顾我们。
So God will take care of us.
这是神的应许。
That is the promise of God.
那如果有神这样的应许，我们钱多钱少，我们都不会太烦恼。
If God promised that He'll take care of us, it doesn't really matter if we have more or less money.
因为我们的天父是富足的。Because
our Father is rich.
我们跟他建立关系，主耶稣的丰富就会临到我们。
If we establish a good relationship with Him, then the abundance of Jesus Christ will come upon us.
我们看另外一个例子, 路加福音19章。
Let's look at another example in Luke chapter 19.
路加福音19章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音19章第一节。
Verse 1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho.
第二节。
Verse 2. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector and he was rich.
这个地方有一个人叫撒该,
there was a man called Zacchaeus.
圣经描写他是财主,
he was a rich man.
再来他是税吏长,
he was also the chief tax collector.
所以有一点官位,
so he has some status.
那这不是大家所要追求的吗?
Isn't that something that everyone wants to pursue after?
但是撒该的人生有没有因为这样得到满足呢?
But was Zacchaeus satisfied with his life?
我们看他是一个非常孤单的人,
we could tell that he was a very lonely man.
因为大家把他当作罪人,
because everyone thought of him as a sinful man.
因为他很担心, 当时的税吏, 用很多不同的方法来, 收取人很多不应该付的税。
The tax collector back then was very greedy. They used different methods to gather money illegally.
那这个罪性怎么改呢?
So how do you change that sinful nature?
谁能够改变, 这个撒该呢?
How can change Zacchaeus?
主耶稣改变了他。
Jesus Christ changed him.
我们看, 他认识主耶稣有什么改变呢?
So let's see what kind of changes he made after believing in Jesus Christ.
第八节。
Verse 8. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
这里撒该对主耶稣说，我把一半给穷人。
Here Zacchaeus told Jesus Christ that he would give half of his goods to the poor.
他是财主了，一半给穷人。
He was a very rich man. Can you imagine giving half to the poor?
那是很多啊。
That was a lot.
那接下去, 我如果骗人, 我还他四倍。
Next, he restored fourfold to anyone that he has taken from.
不只是付利息啊, 还四倍。
He didn't just pay the interest, but he gave fourfold.
那如果他这样做, 他等于破产啊。
If he does that, then he would be bankrupt.
那为什么他遇到主耶稣以后，这个贪心就没有了？
So how come that he was no longer greedy after knowing Jesus Christ?
因为他认识钱是什么。
Because he understood what money was.
认识在神面前人应该要怎么来生活。
He understood how he should live his life in front of God.
认识人生真正的价值在哪里。
He understood what was the true value of one's life.
所以这个贪心就解决了。
Then that has taken care of his greediness problem.
所以主耶稣来, 要把神性降在我们心里。
So when Jesus Christ comes, he gives us his divine nature.
我们对这个世界看得越来越淡薄。
So that we're able to see that the world is valued less and less.
因为我们 来也没有带一分钱, 死了也没有带一分钱。
Because we didn't bring a penny to this world, so we will not bring any penny with us when we leave.
活在世界上就是要用神给我们的来爱神爱人。
The reason we live in this world so that we can love God and men with the love that God has given us.
这就是人活的目的。
That is the purpose that we live.
那我们生活需要, 神会供给。
God will take care of all the other needs that we have.
那我们有神的爱充满我们，信仰体验越来越多，我们发现就不会贪了。
When God's love fill us and we experience God, then we will not have any greediness in our hearts.
圣经好多例子，只要我们是神喜欢的人，神的恩典用不完。
There are countless examples in the Bible that as long as you are someone that God likes and delights in, then you will have everything that you need.
所以这第一个，人贪的这个罪性。
So that was the first sinful nature of humankind, which is greediness.
我们现在看马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太的十八章。
Matthew 18.
二十一节
Verse 21 and 22. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
好，这个地方啊，有人来问主耶稣，我的弟兄得罪，要饶恕他几次？
Here someone asked Jesus Christ, how often should I forgive my brother?
我们在这个世界啊，如果得罪一个人啊，有可能一生跟这个人的关系就没有办法复合。
If someone offends us, we may not be able to forgive that person the entire life.
他虽然不会报复，他就把你当作不存在。
And even though we may not avenge for ourselves, but we may ignore this person.
那有的就会用报复的。
Some people might actually revenge.
我对你这么好，你怎么对我这么不好？我想办法让你知道我的厉害。
And because you treat me so badly, I want to show you what you deserve.
所以恨就普遍存在人的心里面。
So hatred is very common in the hearts of men.
有时候夫妻也是这样。
And that could be the same with the spouses.
所以你看夫妻结婚的时候都是爱得不得了。
And when two people get married, they love each other so much.
但是一旦离婚，都把对方讲成世界上没有这么坏的人。
But after they divorce each other, they spoke of each other as the most evil person on earth.
为什么恨爱会变成恨呢？
How come love has turned into hatred?
这个就是罪性。
This is from sinful nature.
那这个要怎么去解决呢？
How do you solve this problem?
不简单啊。
It's not easy.
因为主耶稣说，我们人际之间的反应就是，别人对我们好，我们就对他好；别人对我们不好，我们就对他不好。
Because Jesus Christ told us that the way we deal with interpersonal relationship is that we are good to people who are good to us, and we are bad to people who are bad to us.
所以为什么恐怖分子没有办法用枪打完
？And that is why the terrorists would not be able to be killed completely.
因为你把他打死，他的孩子要报复。
Because after you kill the terrorists, their kids would come back and kill you.
这个不是根本的解决办法。
And killing them is not the way to solve the problem.
那这个地方主耶稣讲要饶恕人七十个七次。
Jesus Christ here tells us that we need to forgive others 70 times 7.
就是完全的赦免别人。
That means we need to completely forgive others.
那这种赦免就取代了恨。
This type of forgiveness overtakes the hatred that's in the heart.
那赦免从哪里来？
Where does forgiveness come from?
赦免从爱来。
Comes from love.
爱从哪里来？
Where does love come from?
爱从神来的。
It comes from God.
所以主耶稣来世界。
When Jesus Christ came into the world.
他不是要报复人的罪。
He did not want to take revenge on people's sin.
因为如果从神父亲看来，我们是他的儿子，有谁真的在尊敬神啊？
If the Father looks at us and we look at ourselves, have we really respected God?
我们犯了很多罪，得罪神。
We have sinned against God many times.
如果神像普通的人下来报复，我们都完了。
If God comes down and take revenge on us, then all of us will die.
神就是爱。
But God is love.
他下来要赦免，他下来要拯救。
He came down to save and he came down to forgive.
说爱是神的本质。
Love is his divine nature.
人没有爱是因为不认识神。
Humankind have no love because we don't know him.
我们认识神，有神住在我们里面，我们就有爱。
If we know God and have God live in us, then we will have love in our hearts.
那主耶稣虽然讲得这么好，他本身有没有做呢？
So even though Jesus Christ spoke about love, did he really act out his love?
如果主耶稣讲这么好，他没有做，你在身上看不到爱，那只是一堆空谈。
If Jesus Christ only talked about love and did not do it, then that's empty.
那我们看在主耶稣的一生里面最痛苦的一个时刻是什么？
Let's think about what was the greatest suffering of Jesus Christ.
所以要了解一个人，两个方法。
If you want to know someone, there are two things that you could do.
你把他放到最成功的一个地方。
You put him in the most successful place.
他会不会像尼布甲尼撒王，你看，这是我凭着大能大力建立的。
And would he be like King Nebuchadnezzar and boast that this is my doing?
第二个，把他逼到墙角。
Secondly, you put him to the corner of the wall.
就将要被打死，他怎么反应？
And if beat him until death, what would he react?
了解人的两个方法。
That would be the two ways to know a person.
那主耶稣在十字架上这么痛苦。
When Jesus Christ was on the cross, he was suffering a lot.
他求神赦免钉他的人。
He asked God to forgive those who crucify him.
这个是人做不到的。
That's something men cannot do.
那这个叫做神性。
And that is what we call divine nature of God.
钉一人在十字架，这是极大的罪。
It is a great sin to crucify a righteous man on the cross.
但是爱竟然遮盖了罪。
But love covers all sins.
这是伟大的。
That is so great.
那主耶稣的门徒呢？
What about Jesus' disciples?
圣经讲斯提凡。
The Bible mentions a man called Stephen.
斯提凡去传福音。
He went to preach the gospel.
这个本来是好消息啊。
That was a good thing that he did.
福音就是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
The gospel was the power of God to save all those who believe.
但是只是福音跟犹太人的传统信仰不一样。
But the gospel was so different from the culture of the Jews at the time.
他们就用石头把他打死。
So they stoned Stephen to death.
但是斯提凡要死的时候。
Right before he passed away.
他没有咒诅。
He did not curse them.
他只求神赦免钉他的人。
He asked God to forgive those who stoned him.
这个叫做跟神的性情有份。
That is what we call to have part in the divine nature of God.
就是有神的爱在里面。
That means he had the love of God in him.
所以如果我们整个家庭都有这个神的爱。
If our whole family is full of God's love.
有神的性情。
And we have God's divine nature.
这个家庭是非常圆满的。
Then this family would be perfect.
这不是因为我们有钱就有的。
That's not something you can buy with money.
所以这个叫非常宝贵。
That is something that's so precious.
这个也不是世界上你在哪里找得到的。
That's not something you can find in this world.
所以这是非常伟大的。
That's why it is so great.
让我们得到神这么大的爱。
Because we are able to receive the great love of God.
让我们懂得去爱人。
So that we know how to love others.
我们再来看马可福音第六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音的第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
34节。
Verse 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
这里讲主耶稣要渡过加利利海到对边去休息。
Here tells us Jesus Christ was going to cross a lake.
因为他工作了一天，也没有吃饭，也没有休息。
And he wanted to rest there because he was working all day and he did not get to rest yet.
但是他看到许多人，就怜悯他们。
But he saw a great multitude and he had compassion upon them.
他们好像羊没有牧人。
Because they look like sheep without shepherd.
所以开始就讲道理给他们听。
So he started to preach the gospel to them.
再来变饼给他们吃。
Then he gave them bread to eat.
再来就医他们的病。
Then he healed their sicknesses.
所以我们可以看到主的怜悯，主的爱。
You could see his love and his compassion.
这是神的性情的一个非常自然的表现。
That is a natural manifestation of the divine nature of God.
有时候我们常常觉得我们在这个世界上好像算不了什么。
Many times we don't think that we are a great person in this world.
我们在有痛苦，我们很孤单的时候，谁在乎我们得痛苦跟孤单呢？
When we're suffering and we're lonely, who would care about us?
主耶稣他知道我们的需要。
But Jesus Christ knows our needs.
我们看马太福音十二章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音的十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
19节二十节。
Verses 19 and 20. 19, he will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. 20, a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory.
这个二十节讲压伤的芦苇它不折断，僵残的灯火它不推熄。
Verse 20 tells us that he will not break a bruised weed, and he will not quench a smoking flax.
这个压伤的芦苇啊，就是它已经快断掉了。
A bruised reed describes a plant that is about to break off.
那有的人哈，真的是受伤累累。
And some of us have suffered so much in this world.
有的不是外在的伤，是里面的伤。
And a lot of the sufferings are in the heart.
僵残的灯火。
And the, what is a smoking flax?
有的人连活下去的意愿都没有，那个火已经快灭掉了。
It describes a fire that is about to be out, just like people who want to stop living.
对生命极其的灰心。
And they're so hopeless in their life.
但是这里讲神不吹断也不折断也不吹灭。
But here it says that God will not quench a smoking flax.
所以主耶稣来到世界上拯救了好多贫穷的人。
When Jesus Christ came into the world, he has saved a lot of the poor.
拯救了很多的罪人。
He has saved a lot of the sinners.
忧伤的人，他给他们很大的安慰。
And he comforted the people who are sorrowful.
这个就是神的性情的表现。
That is the manifestation of the divine nature of God.
就是神对人的怜悯。
That was God's compassion towards humankind.
所以当我们被神的性情充满，
So if we are filled with the divine nature of God,
我们就变成一个非常会去同情怜悯别人的人。
Then we are someone who have a lot of compassion towards others.
我们就变成在一个家庭、一个社会里面呢，就因为我们的存在变成越来越温暖。
Because of our existence, then our family and the society will become a warmer and warmer place.
那这个神的性情是怎么进到我们里面呢？
But how can the divine nature of God enter into us?
我们是怎么来跟这个性情有份呢？
How can we take part in the divine nature of God?
好，我们现在看约翰福音。
Let us turn to the book of John.
约翰福音的第六章。
Chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
63节。
Verse 63.
约翰六章63节。
John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the scripture who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
这个地方主耶稣说，叫人活着的乃是灵。
Here, Jesus Christ tells us that the spirit is the one who gives life.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the words that Jesus Christ speak are the spirit.
主耶稣的话就是神的话。
Jesus Christ's words are God's words.
主耶稣的话就是真理。
And they are the truth.
这里说这是灵，这是生命。
They are spirit and they are life.
我们的肉体需要物质才能够活着。
Our body needs physical food in order to live.
所以我们需要吃三餐。
Therefore, we need to eat three meals a day.
但是我们里面那个灵魂，那个灵性。
But our soul that's inside of us
要得到满足
need to be satisfied.
主耶稣说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
Jesus Christ said that my words, they are life and they are spirit.
所以神的话能够满足我们的心灵。
God's words can satisfy our soul.
神的话能够滋润我们的心。
God's words can nourish our soul.
所以有时候我们在灰心的时候，或者很孤单的时候，我们念神的话，就会得到很大的盼望跟安慰。
When we lose heart or when we're lonely and we read the word of God, we can be comforted.
神的话就是光。
Because his words are light.
我们觉得前面好像都是黑暗的，一念到神的话，我们就看到有路可以走。
When our path is dark and we read the word of God, we will see the light in the path.
神的话会安慰我们。
Because his words can comfort us.
所以神的话神的性情借着神的话进到我们里面。
God's divine nature into us through his words.
我们越听神的话想神的话做神的话神的性情就一直充满。
The more we listen to his word and do his word and think about his word, the more his divine nature can enter into our hearts.
这是非常重要一条路。
And that is a very important way.
我们现在来看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章
Romans chapter 5
第五章的第五节
Verse 5
罗马书第五章的第五节
Romans 5 verse 5 Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us
这里说圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Here it tells us that the Holy Spirit will pour out God's love into our hearts.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那神就是爱。
And God is love.
所以当这个圣灵浇灌在我们身上，就是神的爱浇灌在我们身上。
So when His Holy Spirit is poured upon us, then His love will be poured upon us too.
当圣灵充满在我们身上，就是神的爱充满在我们里面。
And when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, then we're filled with God's love.
那神那个性情，爱的性情就充满在我们里面。
And the divine nature of God, which is love, will be in us.
所以《使徒行传》讲当时的人大家被圣灵充满。
In the book of Acts, it tells us that a lot of people were filled with the Holy Spirit at the time.
就是被神的爱充满。
They were filled with the love of God.
他们就自己住在，大家都在一起，好像一个大家庭。
They lived together in a community.
凡物共用。
And they share everything with each other.
彼此相助。
They help one another.
因为他们被神的爱充满。
Because they were filled with God's love.
所以我们信耶稣之后。
After we believe in Jesus Christ.
主耶稣应许要将圣灵赐给我们。
He promised us that He will give us His Holy Spirit.
那神的爱会借着圣灵浇灌在我们里面。
Then His love will come upon us through the Holy Spirit.
这是非常宝贵的应许。
That's a precious promise.
我们现在来唱诗，唱完诗我们要祷告。
Now we're going to sing hymn together and then we're going to pray.
我们可以来求圣灵，然后被圣灵充满。
Then we could pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon us.
我们来唱诗232首。
Let us sing hymn 232.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
在圣经里面告诉我们，活在世界上有两种可能。
In the Bible, it tells us that there are two possibilities in living in this world.
我们看罗马书的十二章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 12.
第二节。
Verse 2.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
如果我们看英文有两个字对比，一个是 transform， 一个是 conform。
So there are two words that contrast each other: conform and transform.
就是我们是要被世界同化呢，还是从世界来里面我们能够更新变化？
So are we going to be conformed to this world or are we going to be transformed?
我们是世界的一部分。
We are part of this world.
所以很容易被世界同化。
So it is very easy for us to be conformed to the world.
就是被罪性所控制。
Which means that we are easily controlled by sin.
活在罪里面。
And live in sin.
那另外一个就是变化，更新而变化。
Another possibility is to be transformed by the renewing of the mind.
圣经里面另外一个字叫做圣灵的更新。
And the word transform, in another word in the Bible, is to be renewed in the Holy Spirit.
神是圣灵给我们。
God has given us the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵是没有限量的。
Holy Spirit has no limits.
所以不断地充满我们。
It will continuously fill us.
就是神性不断地浇灌在我们里面。
His divine nature continuously come upon us.
我们本身只是祷告被圣灵充满，渐渐就自己会改变。
As we pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit, we will change naturally.
好像一棵树，你把它施肥浇水，它生命成长，它就会结果子。
Just like a tree, when you fertilize it and you water it, it will naturally grow and bear fruit.
我们这个人被神性充满，他就会改变。
So when we're filled with the divine nature of God, we'll naturally change to his nature.
所以加拉太书第五章提到圣灵的果子，我们来看。
The book of Galatians of chapter 5 tells us the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
加拉太书第五章二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
这里有九个表现。
Gentleness and self-control.
这里讲圣灵的果子单数，但是有九个表现。
There's only one fruit of the Holy Spirit, but there are nine manifestations.
没有一个是不好的。
None of them is bad.
每一个都很重要，都是好的。
All of them are good.And they are important.
这不是钱买得到的。
That's not something you can buy with money.
但是圣灵充满就有了。
But when you fill with the Holy Spirit, you naturally have it.
所以这个叫做极宝贵的应许。
That is the precious and great promise of God.
那罪性是什么呢？
What is sinful nature?
我们读十九节。
Let's read verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness.
二十节。
Verse 20, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies.
二十一节。
21, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like.
如果我们从十九节读到二十一节。
If we read from verse 19 to 21,
没有一样是好的。
None of these things are good.
这个叫做罪性。
These are the sinful nature.
所以从罪性被控制，因为被神圣灵充满，就能够有神性的表现，这个叫做更新。
From being controlled by the sinful nature to being able to manifest the divine nature of God, this is called being renewed in the Holy Spirit.
那我们等一下祷告会有圣灵降临。
When we pray later on, we can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临很自动的被圣灵感动会讲一种听不懂的话叫说方言。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will naturally speak a spiritual tongue.
2000年前使徒得圣灵就是说方言。
2000 years ago, when the apostles received the Holy Spirit for the first time, they spoke in tongues.
他对神说不是对人说。
Speaking in spiritual tongue is to speak with God, not to men.
但是讲说各样的奥秘。
And we will speak different types of mysteries.
那得圣灵就是我们对神最直接、最有力量的体验。
And to receive the Holy Spirit is our most direct way of experiencing God.
真的是摸到神。
We can touch God.
这是很重要的体验。
That is a very important experience of God.
祷告完，我们觉得很喜乐、很平安，觉得很轻松、自由。
After we pray in the Holy Spirit and fill with the Holy Spirit, we will feel very peaceful and very light.
那我们怎么祷告呢？
How do we pray?
第一句话，出声念，奉主耶稣圣名念一次。
First of all, we say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
然后重复念，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then we repeatedly say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那从心里真正的感谢他，赞美他。
And in your heart, you sincerely praise him and thank him.
我们所需要的也可以在心里告诉他。
And we could tell him all that we need in our heart.
这样我们很专心的、很诚恳的祷告就会有体验。
As we focus and sincerely pray to him, we will experience him.
我们在这里很多人得圣灵。
Many of us here today have already received the Holy Spirit.
大部分的信徒都得圣灵。
Most of the members here have received the Holy Spirit.
所以诸位朋友，你也可以得到这个恩典。
So our friends, you can also receive this blessing.
这是要跟神性情有份，生命要更新的一个非常重要的关键。
This is the most important thing we need to do in order to take part in His divine nature.
就是得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
Which is to receive the Holy Spirit and to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们最后要一起来祷告。
So now we're going to pray together.
欢迎你跟我们一起来祷告。
We welcome you to pray with us.
如果你愿意接受按手或者要求圣灵要带导请我们不要客气，都到前面来。
If you're willing to be laid hand upon so that we could pray for you, please feel free to come to the front to pray.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let's pray together.